Hello, it's Wednesday, March the 30th, and we've been in Revelation 18 this week, and today we pick it up at verses 21 through 24 at the end of the book of the chapter 18 of Revelation. And as we've seen, Babylon and the destruction of Babylon is a symbol of all that is Antichrist. It's the godless city, and for John and his readers, it would have conjured up the mighty empire of Rome, and its sudden demise some centuries down the line. Well, now in verse 21, the scene changes a little. A great boulder is thrown into the sea, and it dies down, and everything becomes calm, and there is silence closing in on Babylon's death, and the lights go out, and everything becomes quiet, and there's no sound of trading, there's no sound of machinery, there's no sound of parties, as though this civilization had never been, as though it had never existed. She had spilled the blood of martyrs, probably a reference to Emperor Domitian in the era, the time that John and his readers are currently living. And you remember back in chapter 6 of Revelation, the martyrs had cried out before the throne of God, "Lord, how long before you avenge our blood?" Well, it's here. Their blood is being avenged in the destruction of Babylon. We live in a world of Babylons, and Babylon can be the United States. It can be whatever group of people, whatever city, whatever empire or kingdom is living in opposition to God. And John is saying, one day it'll come to an end, and it'll be as though it had never been. It's a warning to those trading with Babylon. And we'll look tomorrow at the call in verse 4 of chapter 18 to come out of her, to stop trading with her, and to realize that the winning side is the side of King Jesus. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.